When it comes to finding a holistic doctor near you, where can you turn for help? When you need a cancer doctor who will advocate for a non-surgical, non-chemical course of treatment, where can you find her? When you need a chiropractor or acupuncturist, when you need help with ailments that many doctors and even hospitals just plain turn away, like Lyme disease, who can help you with natural solutions and strategies for diabetes? When you need help to find an integrative, functional, complementary, alternative approach, option, and practitioner, the Health Freedom Network is there. Since 2009, the Health Freedom Network has been a leading resource for natural medicine and health information and research. Now we're also your best resource to give you access to the top docs in a number of specialties, from cancer to stroke, and in modalities from chiropractic to dentistry. The Health Freedom Network's directory at healthfreedomnetwork.com. Better information for better choices. Find your new health practitioner at www.healthfreedomnetwork.com. Jones and Mike, real radio for real people who are real enough to realize they really still have a few things to figure out. Jones is a hockey-playing, city-living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and Cub games. Mike's a beer-swilling, married father of four from suburbia. His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Sound familiar?
It's, you know, shit dudes say.
About family,
women,
philosophy,
politics,
history,
people,
money,
pop culture,
kids,
fighting,
business,
life.
Join the conversation.
312-957-7210.
Hashtag Jones and Mike. 24/7 worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
This hour, Jones becomes a champion. And it's not for hitting on Indian chicks. And is it true that guys are much cooler with each other than women?
This is Jones and Mike.
Jones and Mike coming to you from Chicagoland Multimedia Studios, the leaders in audio, video, web, email, and mobile marketing. Visit ChicagolandMultimedia.com for your free consultation. Whatever you need created, ChicagolandMultimedia.com can help. Jones, let me be the first to raise my Coors Banquet beer, 12 fluid ounces, in your honor, state champion, Jones.
Yes, that's right, state champion. Champion A H A I C League state champion ice hockey went down this weekend at the Darien Sportsplex.
Whoa, don't be raunchy. You know what? You just got more fans cheering for you today than the Chicago White Sox got at Camden Yards,
just with you alone.
Yes. One. By 100%, you doubled the Sox Orioles crowd. So tell me about how you went down and came back with I'm imagining is a giant trophy, or is it like a medal like my kid gets when he participates in soccer?
No, actually, we got even better than that. We got a banner.
A banner?
A banner. Just one. So we'll have to like make arrangements to share it.
Is it like the Stanley Cup? Everybody gets like you're going to take your banner fishing?
Right, yes. You get like a day with the Stanley Cup. You get like a day with the banner.
And there's a guy, there's a creepy guy who's standing on shore with white gloves on watching the banner while you fish with it?
No, the creepy guys will just be us.
Yeah, cool. So what are you going to do with the banner? Does it go on the hockey team bus?
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about it, and it's not big enough to be a blanket.
That would be awesome. Why don't they give you guys a championship blanket?
Yeah.
Especially you old fogies, you old geezers.
Oh, now come on. We had some young boys on the team.
Oh, well, what were their roles? Tell me about the Laotian water boys you guys busted.
Well, see, that's the thing, dude. So we go into this tournament and the team that we had, the age range was pretty wide. I'd say we got a dude pushing 50. And on the young end, I want to say one of those dudes were like 23, 24.
All right.
So it was almost like, now there was no father-son father-son teammates, but there was kind of that age differential, right? Uh-huh. So we had like a bunch of these young bucks, and like admittedly, they carried the weight. Like, I will confess to having 3 goals in 5 games.
Well, the old guys carried the weight. Those guys carried the scoring.
Yes, exactly. So that was the thing. Like, there was a balance on this team. Like, and I thought that was really cool. Like, all the guys got along. There was no, like, rivalry. There was no, you know, the young dudes weren't like eye rolling, like, oh my God, here we got to do it again. Oh, blah, blah, blah. We have to, do, you know, win this game or whatever. And none of the old dudes, because these young dudes were like, they were playing hockey with us and they were showing up motivated and trying to win. But like at the same time, they were like partying in between games. Like we would like try to rest up and go to Buffalo Wild Wings and get a meal and watch a game. We'd have like the young dudes would be like, yeah, we pounded down a couple beers, smoked a bit. And yeah, and by smoked a bit, smoked up a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, these dudes were like, that was the difference.
And not a bit, like enough
no.
to kill a Brahma bull.
Actually, there was one dude, and this kid was good. All the young dudes were good. And that was the other thing, too. The dude who runs the team, I was like, when we went to start the game, like I knew almost all the guys on the team. But then, you know, some of the young dudes that he had added, he's always bringing these young dudes into the mix. And I was like, dude, Dennis, where are you getting like this steady stream of like young boys that like keep signing up? And he was like uncomfortable
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, share your secrets.
He wouldn't say it. He was just like, I don't know. You know this guy's second lines out there now. Let's go. Second line, yeah. second line. Like he didn't want to say it. So there's a part of me like, is he like sponsoring these young boys?
Yeah, uh huh. He's got a like Jimmy Savile, who just got bustedoed. He's a pedophile who's now dead.
Dennis will love to hear this.
Well, yeah, so he was like some like BBC. Presenter, do you know who I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes,
and he had like
I
a
do.
Home for wayward boys
right.
over there that was like his like Jerry Sandusky on steroids scandal over there.
Right, right. Well, this was these were to a degree.
There I'm was sorry, no, Dennis.
There was no Sandusky stuff going yeah. on, but these boys were wayward.
But maybe like, Dennis has like he's not doing anything kinky, but he started a home for pale young youth.
Right.
With hockey in mind. I'm
exactly.
going to have a hockey factory.
I will give them beer and drugs, and they will be happy.
I will ply them with illegal materials.
Right.
Yes.
So, but it, so, like, just even to show you the difference, like, after the games, the older dudes would drink beer, the younger dudes would drink beer, but the younger dudes were, like, definitely partying harder. And at one point, one of the guys, he was, like, passing out at Buffalo Wild Wings. But we got back to the rink. And we still had some time. He's like, I'm just going to stay in the car. I'm just going to like just sleep for a little bit. I'll be fine. And he never came. He never came to the game. And one of the dudes on the team was walking in. And one of the older guys was walking into the rink. And he saw this kid passed out in his car. And he went over and he pounded on the door like to get him out. And he like opened up the door and he kind of like half slid out. And then he just grabbed the door and like slid back and shut it on himself. And he was the older dude was with his kid, and the kid was like, "Dad, what's wrong with that man?"
Jeez.
So it was, but it was
cool. It's like Slapshot. It sounds like
it was like Slapshot. It was like Slapshot. But what I have to say, what made the tournament so cool was A, we won. B, I got three goals. Although my three goals were like the slowest goals in the tournament, and the grand total of the distance that I shot the puck, if you added it up, was like 2 feet. Because everybody's just covering the young guys, and
dude,
then I'm just like right there.
Yeah,
on the line.
That's what you got to do. You got to get in. You got to get in the crease.
Right.
You got to fight. That's where you fat old men can come in handy.
Yeah. If you can't get, if you look, if you can't play, you got to get to the crease. You got to get greasy in the creasy.
That's right.
But I thought, see, what was cool about the tournament though was you had these young dudes and these old dudes and all getting along. Like the old dudes thought it was cool that the young dudes were carrying the weight. And the young dudes were like, oh, these old dudes don't bother us so much.
So wait a second. So maybe you should back up before you launch into this, because I feel you're launching into something. Reset the table. How did you get on this team? How did a disparate team like this be assembled in the first place? How did it get assembled
in
the first place?
See, I know a lot of the older dudes on the team because I've always played with them. This was one specific tournament with this team that I play on. Some of the older dudes couldn't make it. And then it was we had some younger guys that Dennis has started bringing into the team.
Oh, so it was supposed to be like Geezerville. And then
he
brought in his home for wayward boys ringers.
No, that's the question. He always has a supply of young boys. That's the question. We're never without young. This team is never without young boys. Taut, fit, active.
Oh, man. You could bounce a quarter off their stomachs.
Yes.
Forget about it.
Taut young boys.
So it was supposed to be Geezerville. How would you have fared? Would you be state champs if it were Geezerville?
No.
Team Geezer.
No way.
No?
No. I mean, we would have been, to be honest with you, we would have been competitive. But I don't think we would have won it. In fact, actually, this is the perfect way to, perfect statement on that was 5 minutes left in the game, I come off the ice with Dennis. And I just didn't even think about it. I didn't say it with a smile, didn't hesitate. I was like, you and I shouldn't play for the rest of the game. Let's just double shift the other two younger lines. And Dennis was like, I'm in complete agreement. Because we were tied at that point. Like, most of the games, like, we were, like, out shooting teams, like, 48-16. We won, like, game 7-0. But this last game was tight. And once it got tight, like, to the five-minute mark, the old dudes were like, we're going butt cheeks to the bench and letting the young dudes run it. But nobody cared.
Don't say butt cheeks and young dudes in the same sentence. Not on this show. You can go over to Pride Radio if you want to say stuff like that, Jones.
I will clean myself up in segment two.
Please do. Please do. More about your championship journey downstate on Jones and Mike. 49ers All-Pro linebacker Patrick Willis stunned the football world when he retired at the age of 30. Still in the prime of his career and with many millions of dollars left on the table. The reason? His feet. He could no longer reach his highest potential without excruciating pain. Trouble with your feet can not only hobble you and keep you from experiencing and living life to the fullest, from reaching your highest potential, it can lead to severe problems throughout the rest of your body. Keep your feet happy and healthy. If you have pain or any issues, see Chicagoland's top foot and ankle specialist, Dr. Brian Shermonti, at the Foot and Ankle Center. Two Chicagoland offices in Tinley Park and in Bridgeport. Make your appointment today. Your feet will thank you. 708-429-1377. That's 708-429-1377. And see him online at www.tinleyparkfootdoc.com. In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com. Another Pacific Rim Omega customer speaks.
My name is Tony G. I was very impressed by taking the product and the purity of the pharmaceutical grade of the omega-3 fish oil. I really felt very, very good by taking the product. As far as my mood, I noticed the collagen in my face and some of the lines that have disappeared, my nails, my hair. I highly recommend this product. Pacific Rim, I really, really enjoy the product, and I look forward to purchasing more products in the future.
Find out what Tony and thousands of other people know. Pacific Rim Omegas are the best thing you can do for your health. And get 59% off your order right now when you take advantage of this special exclusive offer. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com right now and save 59% off your order of Pacific Rim Omegas. Or call 877-324-4227. That's radio.mydailyomega.com. radio.mydailyomega.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
When it comes to finding a holistic doctor near you, where can you turn for help? When you need a cancer doctor who will advocate for a non-surgical, non-chemical course of treatment, where can you find her? When you need a chiropractor or acupuncturist, when you need help with ailments that many doctors and even hospitals just plain turn away, like Lyme disease, who can help you with natural solutions and strategies for diabetes? When you need help to find an integrative, functional, complementary, alternative approach, option, and practitioner, the Health Freedom Network is there. Since 2009, the Health Freedom Network has been a leading resource for natural medicine and health information and research. Now we're also your best resource to give you access to the top docs in a number of specialties, from cancer to stroke, and in modalities from chiropractic to dentistry. The Health Freedom Network's directory at healthfreedomnetwork.com. Better information for better choices. Find your new health practitioner at www.healthfreedomnetwork.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
Jones and Mike, this is the anthem for the for half of your hockey team, Jones, when you guys played and won downstate. Downstate Darien.
Right, yes.
I always want to think that, like, championship games happen in the state of Illinois, downstate.
Right, no, no. Well, it is downstate for me. I live in the city. I went all the way out to Darien.
All the way out to the rural area of Darien, Illinois, where you guys had half a team of young people and half a team of geezers, and you guys double shifted the youngins at the end of the game, and the geezers. What did you learn by observing these people, these youngins, these 20-somethings, these millennials?
These millennials.
Which,
I tell you, the media
will have you believe that the millennials are like even bigger slackers than Gen X.
Yeah, I don't know. I always think that's an unfair tag. That's always going to be the next gen. Look, these millennials, whatever generation follows them, they're going to say the same thing about that generation. That's just always the repeated thing.
Can we agree that millennials are not the greatest generation?
Well, who is the greatest generation?
They're not. The greatest generation is not in danger of being supplanted by the millennials.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think so.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, they're safe. But if I had to observe anything, it was that everything was so easy that weekend. Like, nothing was weird. Other than the fact that I did. Here's something that was weird. One of the dudes on our team, his name, Joe DiMaggio. For real.
One of the kids?
He was a middle guy.
He was a 30-something.
I want to say so, yeah. Yeah, he was good, too.
Joe DiMaggio?
What are you doing to your kid? Because eventually, no matter how great you are, unless you are the next Joe DiMaggio,
yeah, that's
you're
tough.
Setting your kid up for a punchline. Like, even if he was a king in grammar school, a king in high school, went to college, and then he was like an average player, He's going to hear all the Joe DiMaggio crap. In high school, maybe they couldn't say it to him because he was top dog. But eventually, unless you are the next Joe DiMaggio that happened to be named Joe DiMaggio,
you're
going to peak.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, every girlfriend that you ever had compared to Marilyn.
Exactly. It's
you
brutal.
You can't hear the song Mrs. Robinson on the radio without people screaming your name.
Right.
Maybe it's cool. You should have asked him. Hey, did you like being
Joe D? Dude, he had to be asked that so many times.
It doesn't matter. Not by you.
Yeah,
not
but
by an inquisitor of your
I know,
you know,
but
timber.
Still, my whole point is this team.
Yeah.
Various ages.
Okay.
Joe DiMaggio, non-Joe DiMaggios. It was harmonious. We all got along.
Why, you didn't expect that? You thought there'd
be strife? No, it was just something that I observed. Like, I don't think if this was a team full of chicks, you'd have that same thing. Like, when we went out to the bar And if the young dudes were like starting to party it up, like the old guys didn't get angry about it. They didn't, no one cared. We had one guy slept in, we had two young dudes who partied so hard that they missed the games. And then they just showed up to the next one. Like one of them was in the parking lot, passed out. Like that's how crazy it was. None of the old guys cared. I think that would be violent mutiny if it was an all-chick team. Like, it's just something I've observed. Like, you get a group of dudes together, and let's say you're at a table, like, 5 45-year-old dudes. And for whatever reason, they're in their group. There is, like, 3 or 4 24-year-old dudes. You're out at a bar, pounding down a few beers, and some chicks come up and talk to the 20-something dudes. The mid-40-something dudes think that's awesome. They're rooting for the young guys. They're maybe trying to buy some drinks, play it up a bit.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're saying there's no rivalry? Even
no,
for women?
I don't see that. No. Oh, no, over women? No, I think that men kind of like accept that kind of like, it's the young dogs, man. Go get it. Yeah, you know, you want the young dog. You want to see them go do it. You're kind of like happy for them. Whereas like, so... You know, I know that there has been chick teams that have gone away in tournaments. It's not just about hockey players. It could be about, you know, any group of people. But how many times, and I've heard multiple stories, you hear chicks go to Vegas for the weekend, and one chick brings a guy back to the hotel room, and all the other chicks are furious about it. If you go out with a bunch of dudes and some dude brings a chick back, all the other dudes think it's hilarious and they're all for it and they can't wait to talk to the guy in the morning, whatever it is.
And so,
so
you
that's
think
my
this
observation.
Is a, yeah, so this isn't an age thing. You think it's a gender thing.
Yes. And it's a gender thing that is bearing itself out as I'm observing men of varying ages. And also as I observe women of varying ages. Think about it. Just honestly, without even using an example, do you think 4 47-year-old women would want to go out with 3 or 4 of their mid to late 20-something coworkers and watch all the guys flock to the young girls and none of the 20-something guys come over or no 40-something guys come over and talk to the chicks. The chicks are just, the 47-year-old chicks are just on their own.
I don't buy the premise that men wouldn't care or don't generally care. I've never experienced it
where guys did care. I think women are, and I wonder, even though we're talking about hockey and competition and alpha male and all that, could it be because women are just even that competitive? Far more competitive than men.
I really feel like your hockeyness and the fact that you guys are in that setting plays into it. I think in a normal like scenario, I think that there would be a rivalry and there would be some jealousy, like we're fat old 40-something dudes and you guys are the young bucks, screw you. And there would be some, you know, especially as the drink started flowing, some rivalry, some rutting, you know, some ram headbutting going on there.
I
think because you guys have like a brotherhood, hockey players, you guys are geezers who are out doing it, and you're not geezers who are like, you know, just fat asses like the rest of us. I think that's different. You guys are different.
That could be. That could play a role into it where we can at least look at the younger guys and go, hey, we're still like them. We still have, there's still a brotherhood there. There's still an attachment. Though, I have to say, I've observed rocky waters on all chick teams that go away for the tournament party.
Didn't you play hockey with him once? Rocky Waters? He was great, man. Black guy? Great. Fast.
Right. Fast. Oh, yeah. Lightning quick.
Yeah. So you've experienced this before?
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen it. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, first, I do get your point where you're saying because we feel we have some attachment to them. Like, look, I got some goals. Dennis got some goals. The young guys got some goals. The young guys got a lot more goals than what we got.
They played the last 18 minutes of the game straight.
Right, but we were there with our water bottles.
And you haven't played a minute of a game straight. Ayo.
Oh, come on. Ayo. You were waiting on that one. So anyway.
Well, I feel like, okay, so let me get this straight. if there was a if there was a Mandelbaum situation on the ice, you don't know these guys. You don't know Joe DiMaggio from you know Brian Piccolo, but you would have gone over and would have had his back because you guys had that, the same jersey.
Actually,
on.
Yes, that did, and that yeah. happened.
A 1 minute into the first shift, you guys would have fought for each other. So there's like a hockey, like meatball mentality there that like normal dudes don't have. I don't think.
I see what you're. I get it.
I'd but like can, to pile okay, on now, the women, but I don't think you can pile on the women. Actually, I think it's an age thing, not a gender thing.
Okay, but see, now I'm just going with what I've observed. I've never observed that being a problem with dudes. I understand your observation with them. We're of like spirit at some point, but in that same mode, I've seen like chick hockey teams have that problem, and I think it could fan out. That's how it would play out in the real world. Can you think of an example where you were hanging out with dudes and, you know, it was you, some 38-year-old guy, a 50-year-old guy, a 42-year-old guy, and then, you know, three 24-year-olds, and the 24-year-olds were getting all this attention, and the dudes were like, I'm not challenging you. I'm asking.
Well, I got to say that like normal people aren't in that scenario unless they're at like a family party, like a wedding or something. Normal people aren't in a scenario where they're around such an age range and in such close quarters. So your hockey trips, while homoerotic on many levels, I'm sure they're also different than the most people's experiences, I think.
See, I will come back to, I just believe that women are more violently competitive.
I went out last weekend too, and I think that I witnessed a little bit of that, even in my own wife. I'm going to throw her under the bus. Nice. One of these days for reals. It's Jones and Mike.
Another Pacific Rim Omega customer speaks.
My name is Tony G. I was very impressed by taking the product and the purity of the pharmaceutical grade of the omega-3 fish oil. I really felt very, very good by taking the product. As far as my mood, I noticed the collagen in my face and some of the lines that have disappeared, my nails, my hair. I highly recommend this product, Pacific Rim. I really, really enjoy the product, and I look forward to purchasing more products in the future.
Find out what Tony and thousands of other people know. Pacific Rim Omegas are the best thing you can do for your health. And get 59% off your order right now when you take advantage of this special exclusive offer. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com right now and save 59% off your order of Pacific Rim Omegas or call 877-324-4227. That's radio.mydailyomega.com. radio.mydailyomega.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit chicagopodshow.com or call 312-725-8017. chicagopodshow.com.
When it comes to finding a holistic doctor near you, where can you turn for help? When you need a cancer doctor who will advocate for a non-surgical, non-chemical course of treatment, where can you find her? When you need a chiropractor or acupuncturist, when you need help with ailments that many doctors and even hospitals just plain turn away, like Lyme disease, who can help you with natural solutions and strategies for diabetes? When you need help to find an integrative, functional, complementary, alternative approach, option, and practitioner, the Health Freedom Network is there. Since 2009, the Health Freedom Network has been a leading resource for natural medicine and health information and research. Now we're also your best resource to give you access to the top docs in a number of specialties, from cancer to stroke, and in modalities from chiropractic to dentistry. The Health Freedom Network's directory at healthfreedomnetwork.com. Better information for better choices. Find your new health practitioner at www.healthfreedomnetwork.com. All of us know someone who has had breast cancer. It's just a fact. I lost my cousin to breast cancer when she was just 49. She left behind a husband and two great kids. She had so much life ahead of her. She was as tough as nails for nearly a decade, but eventually she left them and us. Deaths from breast cancer continue to climb even though billions of dollars have been raised and spent for research and treatments. Every year, tens of millions of women line up at their doctor's offices and clinics for their annual mammogram and checkups. And still, breast cancer seems to grow out of control. Statistically, at least one woman you love, a wife, your mom, your daughter, will get the news that my cousin got too, that they have breast cancer. Get the facts on breast cancer, its detection, and even its prevention. Go to mammofacts.com and learn more than you're likely to at your doctor's office about detection and prevention. www.mammofacts.com. That's mammofacts.com. Get the mammofacts before you get the news. 49ers All-Pro linebacker Patrick Willis stunned the football world when he retired at the age of 30. Still in the prime of his career and with many millions of dollars left on the table. The reason? His feet. He could no longer reach his highest potential without excruciating pain. Trouble with your feet can not only hobble you and keep you from experiencing and living life to the fullest, from reaching your highest potential, it can lead to severe problems throughout the rest of your body. Keep your feet happy and healthy. If you have pain or any issues, see Chicagoland's top foot and ankle specialist, Dr. Brian Shermonti, at the Foot and Ankle Center, two Chicagoland offices, in Tinley Park and in Bridgeport. Make your appointment today. Your feet will thank you. 708-429-1377. That's 708-429-1377. And see him online at www.tinleyparkfootdoc.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
Jones and Mike. Jones, you remember Jenny Frank? Does that name ring a bell to you?
It does ring a bell.
I met her when I was, well, I was a 20-something. She was like 15.
Right, I remember that. She's like kind of, wasn't she like a little like Fiona Apple-ish? Would that be a fair, like that kind of like artistic 15-year-old?
Yeah, I always thought of her as like a, like a little exile from Guyville.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Liz Phair type thing. But she's now in her 30s. She's still working it or whatever. And so this is her latest called Color Screen. Jenny Frank. She's actually going to be playing this fabulous dive bar, I'm told, called Miss Kitty's Saloon in Naperville, coming on June 12th. Miss Kitty's Saloon, dude. So you got to go see Jenny Frank there.
I will.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. No, I might. I tell you what, I'll answer it honestly. I might.
That's one of those bars that I drive by on Ogden Avenue. Like, I'm never going there.
I know, but now you have a reason to go into Miss Kitty.
Yeah, it just feels like it feels like they would have chicken wire across the stage, like in Blues Brothers,
right.
When they were at Billy Bob's, you know, country bunker.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so I knew her when she was 15. She was playing in bars, and there was this promoter that would hire me to go up on stage and introduce the band.
Oh, I remember that.
For like $100.
Yes.
And like, you know, all I could drink, right? And
remember,
I was like all about it.
Yeah, I remember you were involved in a bit of a Donnybrook. out in, what was it, Lamont?
Let's not talk about that.
Come on, just
not,
a little
no,
bit.
Not ever. And that's where, that's actually the bar that I met Jenny at, and I was like, you're 15? Why are you here? You shouldn't be here, man. This place is full of cokeheads and stuff. Right. They tore it down. That place was such a dump.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
That, so Miss Kitty's, I guess, is one step above Sidetracked in Lamont, because they haven't torn it down yet. So June 12th, go see Jenny Frank, a friend of mine, and get her latest track. It's actually for free on SoundCloud, and she just signed a distribution deal with Dark Star Records, which is why I bring it up. I'm very proud to know Jenny Frank. So I did not go to Miss Kitty's Saloon, obviously, but I did go out last weekend, Jones, and pursuant to your conversation about perception, I was with all people my own age, you know, 30s or whatever, but there were a couple of younger women at my wife's table. Right. In their younger, lower 30s.
Right.
And my wife later on, like, made the comment, like, you know, oh, they're so young. Those two are so young.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, they're 31. You're going to be 40. BFD. Like, really? Like, what were they talking about, things that, like, you didn't understand or something? But, like, I quickly picked up that my old lady and other women who are, you know, 38, 39, 40, 42, felt inferior.
Yes.
These younger women at the table.
Yes.
And I was like, well, who cares? I don't understand. So maybe there is some credence to what you're discussing and describing about perception, that dudes can just get along with other dudes for the most part, regardless of age. And women, there is that I'm old and I'm fat or whatever. I have a fupa and she doesn't, even though she probably does or whatever. But as soon as she's 31 and you're 41, you think, oh, she's more in shape. Her uterus is
I just want you to keep going. Keep going.
Her eggs are less dusty. And it's true. It's true. My wife's eggs, dusty as all get out.
Yeah, but they've still done you well.
Well, no, right. But those are the last four eggs we'll be sampling. Because I'm sure the other eggs, dusty. Those bottom ones, man, that's when the problems start. You got to leave those dusty eggs alone. Every time I'm around a hair lip out in the burbs, I'm like, your mom had you when she was 43, didn't she?
Oh,
she went.
On.
She reached in the bottom of the dusty egg barrel, and there you are.
That's terrible.
There you
that's,
are.
That's not true.
No, it's totally. Oh, because you're one of the dusty egg kids.
No, I don't have. Why am I a
are
dusty
Are you a
egg
dusty
kid?
Egg kid?
No, what makes me a dusty egg kid?
That's what I'm asking. Did your mom have you when she was 43?
No.
Okay, so then what are you defending the dusty egg kids for?
Because I'm just, I don't necessarily know that you're
I
right about that.
I don't judge people that way.
No, but, no, actually, no. It's I'm trying to think, though. I'm trying to think of people that I know that have had 40 plus people have had kids, and so far the kids are fine.
It's risky. Well, look. I think that you should do the reverse. When you're around somebody who's a complete idiot, you should ask them, how old was your mother when you were born? And do that Pepsi challenge.
Okay, how old was your mother when you were born?
Too old.
How old?
35.
Okay.
But that's getting into the
I shouldn't
danger
have done that.
Dusty
have.
Bin zone.
Mary Helen, I apologize.
She shouldn't have.
Shouldn't
she should have,
have
probably
asked.
Quit while she was ahead. And I think she would, with Mother's Day approaching, I'm going to ask her directly. I'm sure she would agree with that premise. So at any rate, I think that your discussion on perception, how we perceive ourselves, how genders perceive each other, I think it's actually, you're winning me over, even though I'm doing the majority of the discussion currently. So I'll buy that, baby.
All right.
Whatever
well,
you're
I'm,
selling, I'll buy it.
I'm happy to have convinced you. It's just an observation I had that I'm holding to.
And do you think that this crosses racial lines? Do you think that, like, okay, so if you were in a black bar, black men would, like, fight with men of different, you know, age groups?
Yeah, no. I think it's a sex thing.
Hmm.
I think it's a sex thing. Now,
it's a sex type thing?
It's a sex type
total
thing.
Total Scott Weiland yep. lyric?
It's a sex type thing. Now, so okay. Along when you're talking about people getting along, not getting along, making assumptions about someone else. I will say this when you're talking about ethnicity. Last night, I was at the Cubs game, rooftop.
Show off.
Wow. I live the good life. So I was at the Cubs game, rooftop, and it was the crowd overall, I was out with Dennis again.
Jeez, this guy, man. When he's like, not hanging around with wayward youth. He's doing the sights.
Right. No, he lives. Yes. Another man who lives the good life. Like, yeah. The guy has like 5 weeks of vacation, and the dude's figured it out. He's hacked life. Anyway.
He's hacked life.
So we're at this game.
He's
and it's
surrounded
like,
by 19-year-old boys all the time. Right. He's got good life.
Right. So I'm just, we're at this game surrounded by largely honkies, and he and I are talking. He's got another buddy of his from work. Younger guy, like guy who just graduated from 2013. We're all getting along, having beers, good time. 40-something, 30-something, early 20-somethings, continuing to prove my point. But anyway, then all of a sudden, this like cute Indian chick walks up. And I mean, she was distractingly cute. Like
Mindy Kaling cute?
No, cuter than that. I mean, like she was like cute and hot, like just like she was baked to perfection.
You don't like Mindy?
No, I mean Mindy Kaling's fine, but like no, I'm talking about like God, how would I compare?
Imagine
it?
The hottest.
She was like the Indian version of like Vanessa Hudgens or something like that.
Oh my God!
You know, like a Nina Dobrev, like one of those, like just
more
cute.
Indian than Vanessa Hudgens appears to be. Wow.
Well, I'm not.
Fabulous.
You think Vanessa Hudgens looks like an Indian?
Hey, she's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
I don't care what she is.
So,
all right, go on.
Along that track, this girl walks up, the Indian Vanessa Hudgens, we'll call her. And it was like distracting. Like I would watch the game. I was talking to Dennis, talking to his buddy, but I was always finding a way to like drop my eyes down to kind of where she was at. And I pointed it out and I'm like, dude, that Indian girl is cute. And Dennis and the other guy was like, yeah, dude, she is really cute. And even as the game wore on, just when there was like silence, no talking, anything, I was like, dude, that Indian girl's cute. Now,
did you ever just call her that girl? Was it always?
No, it was always Indian yes, girl. It was always that Indian girl. So, but it was just funny. So the thing though was, when she walked in, her appearance got my attention.
Yeah.
But I immediately checked out of thinking of going to say something to her, give her your number, do anything, because she walked in with an Indian guy. And my mind just went, well, two Indians, guy and a girl, they're together. Like that, I thought, and then I left and I thought to myself, God, what a weird observation to have made. Totally false. I shouldn't say totally false. Could be totally false. But as soon as I saw two people of the same ethnicity walk in together,
yeah.
I assumed, not knowing their name, not knowing where they were from, education, background, anything, I knew their relationship and that they were together.
Jeez.
So that was
the big stop sign. And you think it was a stop sign for all the other honkies on the deck?
Well, yes, I do. And I have other examples of when you see a certain ethnic groups, and it can be whiteys too, you just jump to a conclusion.
All right. Perception. Is perception reality? It's Jones and Mike.
When it comes to finding a holistic doctor near you, where can you turn for help? When you need a cancer doctor who will advocate for a non-surgical, non-chemical course of treatment, where can you find her? When you need a chiropractor or acupuncturist, when you need help with ailments that many doctors and even hospitals just plain turn away, like Lyme disease, who can help you with natural solutions and strategies for diabetes? When you need help to find an integrative, functional, complementary, alternative approach, option, and practitioner, the Health Freedom Network is there. Since 2009, the Health Freedom Network has been a leading resource for natural medicine and health information and research. Now we're also your best resource to give you access to the top docs in a number of specialties, from cancer to stroke, and in modalities from chiropractic to dentistry. The Health Freedom Network's directory at healthfreedomnetwork.com. Better information for better choices. Find your new health practitioner at www.healthfreedomnetwork.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve.
Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
Another Pacific Rim Omega customer speaks.
My name is Tony G. I was very impressed by taking the product and the purity of the pharmaceutical grade of the Omega 3 fish oil. I really felt very, very good by taking the product. As far as my mood, I noticed the collagen in my face and some of the lines that have disappeared, my nails, my hair. I highly recommend this product, Pacific Rim. I really, really enjoy the product, and I look forward to purchasing more products in the future.
Find out what Tony and thousands of other people know. Pacific Rim Omegas are the best thing you can do for your health. And get 59% off your order right now when you take advantage of this special exclusive offer. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com right now and save 59% off your order of Pacific Rim Omegas or call 877-324-4227. That's radio.mydailyomega.com. radio.mydailyomega.com. 49ers All-Pro linebacker Patrick Willis stunned the football world when he retired at the age of 30. Still in the prime of his career and with many millions of dollars left on the table. The reason? His feet. He could no longer reach his highest potential without excruciating pain. Trouble with your feet can not only hobble you and keep you from experiencing and living life to the fullest, from reaching your highest potential, it can lead to severe problems throughout the rest of your body. Keep your feet happy and healthy. If you have pain or any issues, see Chicagoland's top foot and ankle specialist, Dr. Brian Shermonti, at the Foot and Ankle Center, two Chicagoland offices, in Tinley Park and in Bridgeport. Make your appointment today. Your feet will thank you. 708-429-1377. That's 708-429-1377. And see him online at www.tinleyparkfootdoc.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
Jones and Mike talking about perception and how you perceive yourself, how other people perceive you, how you perceive people in public. You were on the rooftops at Wrigley. Was it Wrigley? Wrigley Done Right? Is that the name of one of the,
no,
the rooftops?
No, they. God, what was it? They actually moved us when we got there at the game. Actually, the guys got there ahead of me and they called me and said, "Dude, they closed. They moved us on rooftops. They sent us down to another one." It ended up being a really cool one. It was the one with the 460 sign along left field.
The 460 sign?
They have that post. It hangs out over off to the side of it that says 460. You know, like it's 355 to the wall.
Oh, okay.
And their thing says 460.
So is it adjacent to the fire station then?
Yeah, it's right next to it. Okay. I mean, it's not right next to it. There's another building, but that's the corner.
Okay, all right. So it's not Emus Cthulhu.
No.
Okay, they haven't torn that down as part of the renovations, have they? There's
still
going to be an Emus Cthulhu.
Not that sign. I saw. I believe that was still up. Dude, it was weird going there, though.
Yeah.
Because, with no bleachers or anything like that, as I was walking around, hearing the announcements from the PA announcer, there's such a hollowness because there's no people in that section. So it was almost like he's like, "And take. You please rise to your feet and take off your caps for the." And it sounded like he was just talking to me, like that's how.
So you say you think that the bleachers eat up some of that frequency?
I think so.
Wave.
It seemed like because there was at least just enough active noise around there. You go, "Oh, I'm at a ball game." Without that noise, you're like, "I'm hearing this thing in the distance." What?
Did you see any of the Camden Yards Orioles Sox game?
Yes, I did. That was
weird,
great.
Dude.
Oh yeah.
Eerie.
Oh yeah.
And I thought that they were supposed to have a game with no fans last year, or I thought that they actually did, but I guess they couldn't have, the way they've gone gaga over this whole thing.
Right.
I thought that there was a hurricane out or something, rain out or something somewhere, and they played in an empty stadium recently.
No, this was supposed to be the first game with zero fans. None.
Okay. All right. Well, we shall overcome this whole thing we're going through, America. Stop burning cop cars. Because, of course, we're number one in Baltimore. So,
right. It's
especially in the
crucial
black community. So there were some Indians on the deck.
Two
Indians. And you were surmising every other dude there went, she's beautiful. I must make her my Bollywood wife.
Yes.
Except she's with another Indian.
Yes, so her Bollywood husband.
Yeah, that's the stop sign.
Yes.
And none of you like slapped your knee and went, it's her brother. I'm walking up to her right now.
Nobody
did it.
Bottom
of this.
Nobody did it. And the funny thing is, if you took this Indian guy and made him white and just like took the absolute value of his physical attractiveness and put it into a white guy, he's way over his skis with this chick. A bunch of dudes would have been like, I'm bumping that corny white guy out and I'm getting that hot chick. But they were like, oh, they're really bonded together. They must be. They're both Indian. To the same point, like, I remember a couple of years ago, I was on Southport with a buddy of mine, and we were coming out of a bar. We were about to take off for the night, and this cab rolled up right in front of Justin's on Southport, and these three beautiful black chicks get out. And they go walking into Justin's. And I just turned to Jim. And I turned to my buddy Jim. And I was like, dude, those chicks are hunting for dudes. Like, they just looked like they were on the prowl. Like, they were, and they very well could have been. But the funny thing is, once I saw them and saw, okay, this is a predominantly white area. They're not
sickeningly.
Yes, they're not with any men. So I just make this assumption like those are three women that they like white guys and they're going to meet white guys. They could have had three black boyfriends. I have no idea. But once I saw them and I was like, wow, you normally don't see black women up here. Now you see three of them. They're all getting out of the cab at the same time. They're all attractive. They all have no man with them. I just made an assumption of what their personal taste was in men. Because there's that little tinge, that little part of me. It's like, why else would they be here?
Yeah, and it's not like Justin's is known. Like, oh my God, like after 11, great DJ, totally fun dance. Right,
yeah,
place.
Great DJ, great white guys. Yeah. No, it's not known for that.
Let's cab up from the south side just for Justin's dance party.
Right, but isn't it funny?
It's just honkies on a Saturday night. They're honky
right.
dudes.
And isn't it funny? I saw a group of white people and three single black women, or three, I should say, three women with no men in sight walk in, and I just think, well, they're single and they're hunting for white guys, because if they weren't, they wouldn't be here,
okay,
or they would have men with them. And then when I see an Indian woman with an Indian guy, I just go, couple. And honestly, I don't think it's a white guy thing. I bet you, if you went into a bar predominantly Latino, and I walked in with my sister, everybody would be like, oh, those two are together.
Well, yeah, you guys look alike. They'd be like, all right, brother, sister, odele.
No. I'm not saying no. I'm saying they would think that we were a couple. If we came in, we were laughing, we went up to the bar or whatever, they would think, oh, two white people walked into this totally Latino bar. They're together.
No way. I don't think Latin guys, I don't think anything stops them. I think they'd be like, you're here with your man? Forget it. Two of my friends are going to take him out back and show him something. And I'm going to dance with you right now, salsa style.
And what would that show him something be?
Muy caliente. Oh, yeah, I don't know, some rims or something. Hey.
Or the shoes that you're wearing.
Hey, does your old man want to see my rims?
You know, actually, you threw on the show shoes today.
Yeah.
And that reminded me last week when you busted those out.
Yeah.
I bought a pair once of Pumas, all white with the brown Puma stripe. They were killer. They looked so good. And when I put them on my feet, I was like, I'm wearing a Mexican man's shoes. I can't do this. I never wore them. Because I was like, these are the shoes of a Mexican man. It just
boundaries.
Looked weird. Well, it's not like boundaries, like I shouldn't wear shoes like that, but it just seemed like I would just look bizarre. Like, even if I went into it like an all Mexican restaurant or bar, they would be like, dude, what is up with your shoes?
Do you think that's something that could get you beat up?
No, it looked out of place. It just looked weird.
So it's not like you're afraid that other honkies are gonna
no!
shout you down. You're afraid that like it's
no, it was just one of those things. It's like
Hispanic guys.
It's like a white guy in a purple suit. That's what I'm saying. That's what it looked like.
And then I guess you're saying that's a black thing?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yes, I am. You go to church. You get yourself to a Baptist church on Sunday, Mike.
Yeah, I do. I need to go to the old landmark and get some churching up.
Yeah, you do.
And some fashion sense. I'll wear my shoes, man. They will accept me. They will accept me. I'm telling you, brother Brian. What's your name?
Shoes alone.
When it comes to finding a holistic doctor near you, where can you turn for help? When you need a cancer doctor who will advocate for a non-surgical, non-chemical course of treatment, where can you find her? When you need a chiropractor or acupuncturist, when you need help with ailments that many doctors and even hospitals just plain turn away, like Lyme disease, who can help you with natural solutions and strategies for diabetes? When you need help to find an integrative, functional, complementary, alternative approach, option, and practitioner, the Health Freedom Network is there. Since 2009, the Health Freedom Network has been a leading resource for natural medicine and health information and research. Now we're also your best resource to give you access to the top docs in a number of specialties, from cancer to stroke, and in modalities from chiropractic to dentistry. The Health Freedom Network's directory at healthfreedomnetwork.com. Better information for better choices. Find your new health practitioner at www.healthfreedomnetwork.com.